When I chose my sermon title, Emmanuel in a Fallen World, I had no idea it would be on the morning after the Buckeyes lost to Clemson. How many of you stayed up and watched the game? Yeah, I did too. Disappointing, so disappointing. What a game, though. What a game. Well, that's not my sermon, actually. It really isn't, but kind of brings us into as a prelude to our reading of Scripture, which speaks of Emmanuel in a fallen world. Would you join me in prayer? We ask, gracious God, that our hearts would be open, that the eyes of our spirit would be open, that our ears would be open to hear your good news, that you are Emmanuel with us in a fallen world. Guide us. Challenge us. Direct us by these, the words of Holy Scripture, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And the first passage of Scripture is from Isaiah. It speaks of God's mercy remembered. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, of praise, of the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their Savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved him. In his love, in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. My friends, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last week, Matthew introduced us to Joseph by recalling Joseph's ancestral tree. I think Matthew was making the point that God welcomes us and uses us, people like us, who are all a mixed bag of saint and sinner. Matthew is an earthy gospel, telling it like it is, warts and all, and recognizing that we are both flawed and faithful. We're a mix. Joseph learns that Mary, with whom he is engaged, is pregnant. His plans are disrupted. He's in shock because he knows he's not the father. And in the midst of his roller coaster of emotions, he decides to divorce Mary quietly. However, God, you will recall, intervenes through an angel in a dream, telling Joseph to marry her anyway, because her baby will be Emmanuel, God with us. And faithful Joseph does just that. Matthew's gospel then tells of wise men who followed a star to bring gifts to the newborn king of the Jews, thinking they would find the newborn king at the royal palace in Jerusalem. They stopped there first. And King Herod lives there, of course, and he is dumbfounded to learn that there is a king of the Jews somewhere in the neighborhood. And he makes small talk with these wise men, telling them how excited he is to meet this new king. And he tells the wise men, you know, once you find him, come back and let me know where he is, so I can then go and worship him and give him gifts as well. However, after the wise men find Jesus and worship him and give him their gifts, they are warned in a dream. You'll notice that Matthew has a lot of dreams, not to go back to Herod. So they go home by a different road. That brings us to this morning's gospel reading. Again, Matthew, being Matthew, is the only gospel writer who gives us an account of what is commonly called the slaughter of the innocents. I warn you, this reading is graphic and heartbreaking. From Matthew chapter 2. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the people in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. He was to be called a Nazarene. My friends, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.